good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. We're underway in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson, and our score is Lansing 19 and Sydney 8. A short return here for Lansing. They got about 5 yards there. They've run one play, so it's going to be second down and about four. Lansing going right to left, and they're at the 41-yard line here. As they march out towards midfield, they're in their own territory right now. The white tops, the royal blue pants, the white helmets. Sydney's in the maroon tops with the maroon pants, the white striping, and the gray helmets here tonight. So we've got a second down and about four to go. QB keeper here for Mayo. He's got the first down, a burst of speed, and the big fella is rumbling and stumbling. 30 to the 20 to the 15, 10. He's brought down inside the five. A huge run there by the quarterback Mayo. And a first and goal coming up here for Lansing, and you do not expect him to have that burst of speed.
Wow. You don't. You really don't. And it's quick, too. It doesn't take him a while to get there. He plants his foot and gets going. And that quarterback keep, again, on the right side of the line, has been really tough for Sydney to stop.
Jackson Mayo, with about a 60-yard run, gives Lansing a first down and goal to go. And he's just going to keep it again and punches his way into the end zone, running over a couple of linemen and put six on the board for Lansing. It felt like Sydney had some energy, and now he just kind of took all the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, that was a one-man show that, as you said, took the wind right out of him. I mean, got to give the credit to the offensive line for giving him the holes, but he has been really impressive this entire game.
So Lansing now leads 25-8 over Sydney, just a minute into the third quarter, and they'll look to kick for the extra point. And so it'll be back on the Sydney offense to try to answer again. Snap is good, kick is up, and it is good. So the extra point gives Lansing a 26-8 lead over Sydney. A 60-yard quarterback scramble there by Jackson Mayo set that up, and then he punched it in himself. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports. On WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Lansing kicking off to Sydney, their first time with the ball here in the second half. A little run back here. We got a flag on the play. Sydney returns it back out to the 35 here with Grady Loeffler before he's brought down there. We'll see where the flag is. I believe it might be coming against Sydney.
Based on the reaction, it is.
And so Coach Rizzo asking for an explanation here. And so pretty nice run back there, about 15 yards there from Grady. Looks like it might be negated.
We haven't gotten the official call just yet.
Yeah, haven't gotten this call, waiting for it here. Yeah, going against Sydney. And so this will back them up to about the 13-yard line here. And so Sydney trailing 26-8 with 10:50 to go in the third quarter.
I feel like this has happened a couple times to Sydney tonight. Remember the kickoff return that they had, and then they got the face mask to get on their side of the 50, and then a couple illegal motions backed them up there, 10 yards, so they had two of them. And then this one here on another nice return backed them up.
Yeah, Sydney needs to pretty much play penalty-free football to give themselves a chance to get back into this, and little stuff like that really adds up. Sydney running up the middle here. They're met by a wall of royal blue and white. Cash, maybe a gain of one on the play here for the Sabres. So again, Lance and Kitcher just joining us, 26-8. They led 19-8 at the half. But the quarterback play of Jackson Mayo, whether he's running, throwing, handing it off, he has been the difference here tonight. A 60-yard run set up about a 2-yard TD punch-in. And that was well done there by the Bobcats.
And I just noticed the player for Sydney that was hurt is on the sideline, but he has crutches.
Deion Taylor, good update on him. Good eyes there, Sky. He is in a jacket. He's got his pads off. Crutches on the sideline, so well wishes to Deion. So I'm sure he's itching to be back out there. But injuries certainly a part of the game, and we're in week two, but with week zero, it's kind of the third week of the season. Those things are going to start to crop up.
We got a false start there on Sydney.
And so, again, just these little things starting to chew up on Sydney. This will be a second down and about 12 here to go for the Sabres. Lansing trying to settle in on defense here on this second down and long. Clock moving down to 9:45 to go here in this third quarter. They do get the playoff. Play clock was just about to expire. Picked off here by Lansing and in for the pick six, INT. And the Bobcats put one on the board there. They read that perfectly. Sydney tried to throw it over the middle. It was picked off and touchdown there for Lansing with 9:38 to go here in this third quarter. Not what they needed. Tough break here for the Sabres, but a very nice play there by Lansing. I believe that was Lovejoy who picked that off over the middle. Just wrong place, wrong time there for Sydney. And that pumps that score up to 32-8 with 9:38 to go here in the third quarter. So a tough start to this second half for the Sabres. And we'll have the extra point coming up here.
And what a start for Lansing. I mean, offensively, the drive that they had, and then defensively there with the pick six. I mean, could you ask for a better start? I mean, we're not even 3 minutes into this quarter yet.
Yeah, they've put up two touchdowns, one on offense, and now a touchdown on defense. Here's the extra point. This one is drilled, and it is up and good. So it is Lansing now with a 33-8 lead over the Sydney Sabres. With 9:38 to go third quarter for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Sydney getting the ball back again with Grady Loeffler. A nice run back out to about the 37-yard line on the far sideline. And so the Sydney Sabres will have it there to start this drive with 9.5 to go in this third quarter. It's Lansing 33 and Sydney 8. But again, it was 19-8 at the half. A long run set up a punch-in touchdown as Lansing had the ball first, and then a pick six that Lansing took in for pay dirt. And so the Bobcats are in full control of this contest right now. Thanks for listening tonight as well on WCDOSports.com. Always appreciate you listening there. all brought to you by SFCU. SFCU, banking easier. Here is Dylan Easton, the senior QB, one of our athlete of the week a week ago for WCDL. Has nowhere to go this time, and he's brought down by the Lansing defense. Ran into two tacklers as he tried to come off that right side, and he was kind of running for his life there. So a second down after a loss of a couple yards on the play. So this will be about a second and 12 coming up here for the Sabres. Make sure you stay tuned next week. We'll announce what game we're looking to do. Several good options as we like to pick week by week on where we're going to be going. And I know Craig and I sat down this week and we're looking to plan out some high school soccer dates for during the week. A couple of night games that I think I have my eye on. So we'll be hopefully bringing you some high school soccer on the radio as well again this season. We've been doing that the last couple. Dylan Easton, a Hail Mary to the right side. He's got a receiver, and it's good. Complete down at the Lansing 25. Hauled in there by Logan Russo. And about a 50-yard pass play, and that really caught Lansing off guard.
That was a nice catch.
Great catch.
That was a really nice catch.
Had two defenders kind of trailing him, and Dylan was able to find him. And so that gives Sidney a spark again.
As he was going to the ground, too, it wasn't like a regular over-the-shoulder type catch. He was going down as the defenders were closing in. So that was a very nice catch.
8:15 to go here, third quarter. It's Lansing 33 and Sidney 8.
Wow, what a move.
And a move to the outside. Here's Dylan Easton. He's in for six, and he gets into space, and a touchdown for the Sidney Sabres. So kudos to this group. They're not going away quietly.
What a move. He just planted that right foot. I mean, he got through, and then he planted his right foot and just completely fooled the defender. I love stuff like that. I'm sorry. I just do.
No, he's got the moves, and he's fun to watch. And he does a lot for this Sidney Sabres team. So a touchdown, and they're going to go for two.
Move like Jagger.
He really does. A handoff here up the middle. The two-point conversion is stuffed and no good. So that will leave our score at Lansing 33, Sidney 14. With 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter in Sidney, the Sabres have life. But can they come back? Lansing has looked really good here tonight. We'll find out coming up soon here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sidney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's been a busy week with lots of games going on. Also, another busy night. Tomorrow is crazy. A lot of games, a lot of tournaments going on for soccer and field hockey, some big cross-country meets. And so certainly a lot to keep up with. And a full slate of high school football tomorrow as well. Here's Lansing getting the ball back. A good run back here all the way up to midfield, still spinning. And the Bobcats are tackled right on the Sidney S at midfield. So can Sidney stop this Lansing offense that has looked really good? That was Logan Mayo, the sophomore. Of course, the senior QB is Jackson Mayo. So the Mayo family doing really well here tonight.
Do they have positions for Lansing on there?
I don't. The roster that we have is pretty much name and number here.
Oh, okay. I'm curious what position he played, because we haven't said his name yet, but I don't think, at least.
No. It's been a full dose of Jackson at QB. He's been out there, but, you know, they've used very traditionally with high school football the same two or three guys. I do see him lined up right now as a wide receiver, so we'll see if maybe they can get the ball to him a little bit more. They do go back to Lovejoy here. Spinning move off the right side. Across the 50 to the 45 before being tackled there. So Lansing, despite giving up that touchdown, still in full control here. 33-14, they lead Sydney with 7:40 to go in the third quarter. No matter how this game ends up here tonight, make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney.
Now, will we guess that they are brothers?
Yes, I believe that's what they told me in the pregame when I went down, had a quick little time to talk with them. Jackson gets upended here, the QB keeper this time, and he has to pay the price at the 45 to the 44.
That's got to be such a nice luxury for each of them. As a receiver, my brother's a quarterback, and as a quarterback, my brother's a receiver. So ever if I want to go practice anything, we have that luxury.
You know, I think about the Johnson brothers at Unitigo, pitcher and catcher. Talked a lot about just being able to go out in the backyard and throw anytime they wanted. So,
well, you had Shannon Kingsbury on here. Her and Jake can go, play whenever and challenge themselves, I'm sure.
That has been a fun little family rivalry to see those two in the early part of this soccer season kind of getting after it. Lovejoy with a run here on third down.
And helmet went flying.
Yeah, helmet went flying. He got stopped short there. Yeah, he's short, so it's going to be fourth down and about a yard to go here for Lansing. They are in Sydney territory, but they're near midfield. It's about the 45-yard line. Actually, it's going to be more. It's going to be about a fourth and three.
Nice stop there by Sydney. Let's see if they can get another one right here, Nate.
Down to 6:10 to go here in the third. And the Sydney defense trying to answer. And we've seen sparks from this offense tonight. You know, they've found some things that have worked, but they just haven't been able to stop Lansing on defense. So Lansing will go for it here. Mayo is in the shotgun. His heels on the 50-yard line. Oh, and Sydney jumped. And we got a flag.
And that's going to be enough yards just to give Lansing the first down automatically.
Oh, so the penalty just kills Sydney right there. They jumped early on the line. And Coach Rizzo heated on the sideline with his guys. That's that little stuff. We say it every year. It's a little stuff that the good teams do so well, and it really makes a difference.
Yeah, we talked about Main End. Well, I remember when they were going on that run that when I was back in high school and I graduated in 2015, but they didn't have a lot of penalties. Obviously, they were very skilled. Oh, here we go.
So the ball here on first down is loose. Both teams trying to jump on it. No official signal yet. That ball on the snap on first and 10 went up over the quarterback's head, and Sydney recovers at the 40-yard line. And that's really the first mistake we've seen Lansing make tonight. Boy, that snap was sky high. Mayo had no chance at it. Had to chase it back about 15 yards, and Sydney's got it. And in great field position here.
They needed a little bit of a change of momentum with the way that this has started for Lansing, and it looks like they might have it here. Especially if they can go down and punch this in.
Wow, a huge play there for Sydney. And they were Johnny on the spot there to get that ball.
Here we are talking about not making mistakes, and then one happens.
And Lansing makes one. And they haven't made any up until this point. So here is Sydney again trailing 33-14. About 5 minutes to go in the third. They're going to air it out. They go to the near side, and the pass is incomplete. They were looking onto the near side for Russo, but it went through his fingertips there.
And as I was saying, so back then, Main End were very talented, but they didn't commit a lot of penalties. They never beat themselves. If you were going to beat them, you had to actually beat them. And this Lansing team so far tonight has not, except for that play right there, hasn't really committed a lot of penalties or anything like that.
That's what made that game we did last week so unique, is that BG comes away with a 34-14 win despite throwing four interceptions and I believe a fumble too. So not oftentimes you maybe win a game and you lose the turnover battle. Once in a while.
Yes, last week was unique though.
But yeah, last week had a lot of different factors to that game. We got a flag on the play for 2nd and 10. Sydney picking up about 5 yards here on a run, but I think it might be coming back.
I don't know, because if it was a false start, they would stop the play ahead of time. So I'm curious where this one is, actually.
Yeah, his flag came on that far side. Waiting to see.
Oh, they still let the play happen.
All right, so a false start there on Sydney. But again, we've said it a few times, once the Sabres get a little momentum, something like that happens. Tough break. So that's going to bring them back to the Lansing 45. So second and 15 coming up here for the Sabres.
And if you're Sydney, you'd hate to have another possession like this, because the face mask in the first half where they start on their side of the 50, this one you get the turnover, great field position again. You'd hate for penalties to really back you up and hurt the drive.
4:50 to go here, third quarter, Lansing 33, Sydney 14. Sydney just recovered a fumble, and they're trying to make something happen. Easton escapes the pocket. He had two guys after him. Easton scampering is able to pick up about 10 yards, and so that's going to be third and pretty manageable here, about a third and five, considering he was just toast in the backfield and totally escaped.
And they got back there quick, too. It was a pass play. He didn't have much time to do anything with it, but the awareness and the ability to escape the pocket like that is so impressive.
Yeah, super impressive by him to escape. And when he turns the jets on, and he's so shifty in that open space out there, it's very impressive. And so this will be a third down and about six to go here for the Sabres. And QB keeper for Easton slicing his way. I think he's going to be short, but should be about a fourth and two coming up here for Sydney. Maybe a fourth and one even.
Third downs like that are big, not just for picking up the first down, but it makes the fourth down that much more manageable to pick up. So even though you didn't get it, you've made it easier on yourself.
So going to be a little farther than I anticipated, about a fourth and three. Maybe a fourth and two here for Sydney. They're in Lansing territory, again going left to right at about the 34-yard line here. Big play here for the Sabres late in the third. They got the man in motion, and out came the hanky, and here's the false start. And that has just been a killer tonight. I can think of at least three times they've tried to run that, and it just backfired.
They had the guy in motion, but the receiver next to him also moved enough, and that's going to get you every time. And this goes back to what we're talking about. It makes the fourth and third, now fourth and eight, completely different situation.
Yeah, fourth down coming here for Sydney. So the ball at the 38-yard line. And the Sabres got to go for it pretty much in this scenario. Starting to run out of time here in this third quarter and running out of time to come back on the scoreboard. Lansing brings the rush. Easton escapes. Right side, cuts it back. Just too many Lansing bodies, and Dillon had nowhere to go and gets stopped. Boy, he ran sideways and back ways and all sorts of ways and picked up about 4 or 5 yards, but he was still short.
He did what he could in that situation, but this Lansing defense, for the most part, has really done a good job of containing him, especially when he gets outside the pocket.
Yeah, just did everything he could there, but nowhere to go, and Lansing will get it back. So their fumble on that last drive really doesn't come back to haunt them. 3:10 to go here, third quarter. It's Lansing 33, Sydney 14. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in the WCDO studios down on Main Street. And our old faithful boss, Craig Stevens, I see him here in the crowd. I joked with him before the game. I said, you've been talking about coming up to watch a game for about the last 3 years. He hasn't really been up here since his son Ryan graduated. He was a fantastic QB here. And he said, maybe I'll come up there tonight. And I see him down in the crowd tonight, so that's cool to see Craig out to support the guys tonight. Oh, and here's Lanta breaking to the outside, but they just bring him down. Lovejoy into the open, brought down at the 35. Touchdown-saving tackle on that far side. Got to see who was able to bring him down there for Sydney, because otherwise he was gone for six. Aiden O'Connor, I think, was the athlete who was able to bring him down.
That was a great tackle. And I know he already broke through and had a big run, but that's a tough tackle in the open field like that with a guy who's got a lot of speed already built up, but he was undersized too, so to make that tackle was really impressive.
I thought Lovejoy was gone for sure. But Lansing now going right to left. They're back in Sydney territory at the 35 with 2:40 to go here in this third quarter, and it's 33-14. Waiting for the snap here. Mayo content to let some time tick off the clock. Goes back to Lovejoy. They run it up the middle. And on first down and 10, he picks up about five. Slams his body across the 30-yard line. And so that's where Lansing will have this. And I've started to notice a little bit, Sky, Lansing very content to let that clock run as much as they can here.
They just go at their own pace. They really do. And, you know, you'd think maybe after the snap like that that happened on their last possession, you know, maybe there'd be some, I don't know, frustration or anything, but they're not showing any.
Here's a QB keeper back to Mayo. Good for the first down. Bowls his way over a couple of tacklers, and he's brought down at the 20. And so just, again, just physical hard-nose running here from this Lansing team. And he like, it's one of those things where he's looking for contact. He's not trying to, Dylan Easton's trying to juke you and get around you and spin, and this guy's like, I'm just going to lower my shoulder and run you over.
And Dylan takes the contact very well.
He does.
This guy just, he initiates it. His run passes we've seen as well, but he really has no problem with initiating contact.
That's a great way to put it. He initiates the contact. So 1:20 to go here in the third. It's Lansing 33, Sydney 14. Bobcats on the march. They're in Sydney territory at the 20, just outside the red zone. And going to hand it off now, and a new quarterback this time.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
As I think that was the first snap taken there by Logan Mayo. We talked about him earlier. You asked what position he plays quarterback now.
that one right there was quarterback.
He had been playing wide receiver for most of the night, but I don't know if that was just a one-play deal or if we're going to see a little bit more of him at QB.
Now, he is not as big as his brother, but he's also younger, so there's still some more time to grow, but definitely not the same build as his brother.
Brother comes back in from the sideline here, so maybe it was just a one-play deal. Yeah, it looks like he's going back into the shotgun with 30 seconds to go here in the third. Waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. We haven't seen him throw much, and they won't do it here. Back to Lovejoy. Knifing his way up the middle and in for a Lansing touchdown. Corbin Lovejoy in for six.
The lineman was celebrated. Was too happy about that and knocked him over. It was hilarious. But there is a penalty behind the play. I don't know if it was some sort of after play thing, but I'm sorry for laughing. It was just, the lineman was so, it was a tough run, and the lineman was so pumped up, he just knocked his own guy over pretty aggressively.
Yeah, these guys are a little fired up when they get in there. And that is about the same. Lansing 39, Sydney 14, 18 seconds to go here in the third, and we'll look to kick the extra point.
There is a penalty, so, and they're still talking about it. I don't know exactly what it was, but too busy watching the lineman knock over.
That was a great celebration, yeah. So Lansing now, third straight game this season, scoring over 30 points. So this is an offense that certainly is a force to be reckoned with here in Class C. So still waiting for the penalty to be sorted out here. And they're having a long chat about this before we get our extra point. Sydney has shown a lot of good flashes here tonight. Just haven't, you know, penalties have hurt, haven't been able to quite put it all together. But certainly a lot of good things to point at certain times of this game.
So the white hat is going over to talk to the Lansing sideline, but there still has been no call yet, and the flag is still on the field.
Yeah, no call. And sometimes I just wonder, Scott, I don't know why, I don't want to put anybody down, but sometimes I wonder why these things take so long. Let's kick the extra point. Let's keep it moving, people. Sometimes I'm like, why are we stopping 5 minutes to kick an extra point here? It's just kind of crazy sometimes.
It might be, depending on what it was, there might be some, because now he's talking to the Sydney sideline.
Yep.
There might be some extracurricular
right,
stuff going on.
Something was said afterwards. They're trying to shut it down. It's a good point.
And, you know, the huddle between the officials might have been to clear it up and make sure they did know definitely who it was or anything like that. But, as you said, this is definitely taking a little while here, as we got 18 seconds before the end of the quarter.
So,
but still no official anything.
Yeah, we saw a flag. Yeah, unsportsmanlike is the call. And after all that, it's going to be a wash because it was on both sides. So I think you're right, Scott. They got together. They said, we got to shut this down now. It was an after-the-whistle dead ball foul on both sides. And we'll kick the extra point. So that's good. I mean, you got to sniff that stuff out, make sure it doesn't turn into something in a game like this in the fourth quarter. You don't want anybody doing something silly and getting chippy.
And if you, you know, for any of the players, if you get kicked out, you can't play the next game. Correct me if I'm wrong on that?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely don't want to miss that time. And here is the extra point opportunity, and this one is up and no good this time. Went wide right. So it's Lansing 39 and Sydney 14. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, but we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. And our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Sky is pointing to something, but I don't... Oh, just some dancing here in the stands. Fans having a good time. It's a beautiful night, and I guess it's time for a dance party. So
I don't know why you never break out the moves. I've been waiting. You know, we've been doing this for a few years now, and I've yet to see any.
Well, one of these nights, we'll just have to bust a move in here and spice it up a little bit here in the booth, right? So Lansing going to kick this one off. Lansing leading 39-14, 18 seconds to go here in the third, and not much of a run back this time as the Lansing defense was right there to make sure it had nowhere to go. And so 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Again, make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show after the fourth quarter. We still got a quarter to go here. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And talk a little bit more about how this contest wrapped up here tonight. Currently, Lansing in full control on the road at Sydney.
If I'm Sydney right now going into this fourth quarter, you know, we've had a couple mistakes here tonight, or more than a couple, but one of the things is let's finish the game strong because we got to get ourselves ready and prepared for next week. Not saying this game is done, of course, but we want to make... There's a flag thrown right there.
Yeah, flag thrown as Sydney tries to hand it off, stuffed in the backfield and nowhere to go. Clock stopped with 7 seconds left here. And we'll see what the call is here. We might get one more play. Going to be false start against Sydney. So nowhere to go. And the penalty's continuing to hurt. So we should get one more play here to end this third quarter.
I think the clock will start here once the ball gets set, right?
I believe so, much like it did for the half. Let's see if Sydney can get a chance to get up there. They haven't whistled to start it yet. And so Sydney's going to line up here and maybe get this play off. Here we go. So they whistled to start it. Sydney's going to get the play. Easton flushed out of the pocket, and he's ripped down. Had nowhere to go. Pocket collapsed quick. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Sydney will still have it when we come back, but it's going to be third and long. Lansing 39, Sydney 14. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Sydney now going right to left on your radio dial in the maroon with the white trim as we start this fourth quarter. It is Lansing 39 and Sydney 14. Dylan Easton drops back to pass, flushed out of the pocket, comes to the near side, and again he's tackled and brought down by this Lansing defense. And they have just had their way with Dylan over the last couple of drives here. Third sack of the night there for Griffin Montfort as he came stumbling in and was able to rip him down. And Dylan, to his credit, is looking for an option, looking for somewhere to pass, but the defense has been there for the Bobcats.
This defensive line, just like their offensive line, has been very impressive from the very start of the game till now, with offensive line obviously opening up the holes for running room and everything like we've seen from Mayo, the quarterback, the running backs by committee that they've had. But defensive line not giving any time or anything for Dylan to be able to do anything here on offense.
Timeout taken here by the Sydney Sabres. We'll step away. They want to talk things over. It's Lansing 39 and Sydney 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A fourth quarter lead for Lansing here of 39-14. As we just get underway in this fourth quarter, Sydney going to try to throw out of the timeout. Easton flushed out of the pocket again. This time he's got some running room. Cuts it back. Easton still on his feet. Boy, he's really made something out of nothing here. But finally he's brought down after a gain of about 10 on the play, but still going to be fourth down and a mile here for Sydney. Going to be fourth down and about 20, even after the 10-yard run there by Dylan Easton. And so Sydney going to have to punt this one away as clock continues to run. 10:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll see if that clock continues to go. Lansing waiting to receive back to our left at about the 40-yard line here. Bobcats looking for real good field position. Easton can really punt, though. Let's see if he can get him off their own end zone. Boy, that was the curse as that one, a line drive, goes flying out of bounds after only going about 15 yards. He's had some beauty punts tonight. That was not one of them. And Lansing is going to have excellent field position here with a 39-14 lead with 10:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. And so Lansing will have this ball here. And that one just unlucky. You know, the rush was coming, probably went off the side of his foot and fluttered out of bounds.
The rush did get back there pretty quick.
And so this will be Lansing having the ball going left to right at about the 24-yard line here. And so Lansing stepping up, trying to put the icing on the cake, I would say, here tonight. Bobcats have been in control. Sydney, a couple of brief moments where they were able to answer back. a run to the right side here for Lovejoy. He's brought down after about a gain of two. And I wonder if Lentz is going to try to score here, but also eat as much clock as they can. Second down and about 8 or 9 coming up. Again, stay tuned this week. We'll let you know where we're going to be next week. That Sydney-Oneonta game, certainly intriguing, but of course want to get a Delhi game in sooner than later. Probably spend a nice Saturday over at Delhi. They got some fun home games coming up later in the month and early in October. So I can't remember off the top of my head, I'll have to look. There's a Delhi and Spencer Vinette and Kander game that a lot of people have said, Nate, that's the one we want to hear. So that'll be on a Saturday at Delhi in a week or two. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well.
They have turf going in there, right, soon-ish?
Yeah, not yet. I think it's probably still a year away. But,
okay. Unitigo's the one that's closer.
Yes, yep, Unitigo will have their turf in. It's close. They're saying they might be able to have a game on it in mid-October. So kudos to the Unitigo Franklin UVGMU 8-man team. They're playing all their games on the road in September, and they are playing a quasi-home game over at UV early in October, but they are hoping they'll be able to play some games on that turf sometime early to mid-October. Third down and about 12. Lansing trying to throw here on third down, and it's into the dirt on the left wing side, so incomplete. So the Sydney defense holding here, a scrappy bunch. Fourth and 12 coming for the Bobcats now, with 8:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lansing leading Sydney 39-14. If you're just joining us, Lansing with a 19-8 lead at the half, but two touchdowns in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. One off of a nice big run by the quarterback that set up a first and goal. They punched it in, and then a pick six. The pick six, I feel like, is the thing that really kind of blew this game open for Lansing.
What is the Unitigo Franklin GMU UV mascot?
I don't know officially if they're going with anything in particular, not that I've heard of. You know, Unitigo and Franklin have been together for football for a long time. Timeout's going to be taken here by Lansing. So we'll see. We'll have to ask Coach McCroney what they're going with. I wonder if they've come up with something fun between all those different schools' mascots. So, all right, we'll take a break here. Bobcats want to talk it over on fourth down. They lead 39-14 over Sydney. 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Norwich now trailing Owego Free Academy 21-6 in the third quarter there. So that's tough. We had heard right before halftime that Norwich was driving through an interception in the end zone at the end of that second quarter. Now they trail 21-6. Boy, Norwich has one of the toughest schedules of any local team that we cover. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with them at some point here in the coming weeks. So, Sky, what did I miss? Why does Sydney have the ball back here as they're going to start with a run here from Dylan Easton to the right side to the 40, and then, boy, Dylan is going to pick up a first down at the 45. Was it not a fourth down for Lansing when we went to break?
Nate, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know.
They took a break, and then we came back, and Sydney had the ball.
And last I knew, Lansing called a timeout. You know, we don't have to know everything.
We don't have to know everything, and in 10 years of doing high school football, I've just learned that sometimes you're not going to know.
No.
And we have no way to talk to the officials or anybody down on the field, so we don't have that live look-in or refs that are mic'd up. So my guess is we either missed something with the chain gang or they did, and it was a turnover on downs. I'm not exactly sure, but Sydney has the ball back now. They're going to throw over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete, almost picked off there by Lansing. 8:20 to go here, fourth quarter. It is Lansing 39, Sydney 14. And, yeah, that just happens sometimes. Things happen, and I don't know why. You know, we do our best to brush up on the rules and keep an eye on everything. It's where it would help sometimes to have an extra spotter or something along those lines. But
I feel like that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
But, clearly in this situation, didn't come through on that one.
Well, I really don't know what happened. That's okay, though, as Sydney has the ball back, trying to desperately fight their way back into this game. Another run by Dylan Easton on first, second down in about 10, and he's going to pick up 6 or 7 yards. Nicely done. So Sydney comes in 2-0 tonight, Lansing 1-1. Sydney with a couple of big games coming up against some rivalry teams, Oneonta, Bainbridge Guilford, Deposit Hancock. Looking forward to that BG game, which will be here in 2 weeks on a Friday night. That's one that we'll certainly have circled on the calendar as a game I think that could be really competitive and really back and forth. Handoff here for Sydney on a third down and about 4 to go. Going to be very close to the first down for Corbin Cash. And I'm not quite sure if he got it or not. We'll see where the spot is. Boy, they're taking a look at it here. Going to be close. Fourth down and just a hair here, Scott. This is very close, fourth and inches.
Yeah, I don't think he can get much closer than that.
7:15 to go here in the fourth. Lansing still on top, 39-14. And Sydney going to go for it here into Lansing territory. And going to be a run up the middle. They're going to hand it off. They got the first down across the 40 to the 35. Corbin Cash there on the run. Sydney did a good job because Lansing brought the house on the rush, but they were able to sneak their way through.
And as I was saying earlier, I think this is the part of the game where you want to, you know, build some momentum up for next week's game against Oneonta. You know, clean up, not have as many penalties, get some stuff going on offense, get some guys some confidence going into next week's game. You know, a little bit different team in Oneonta than Lansing here, but, you know, be ready to go for next week.
Yeah, use all this time you can here tonight. Use it as an extra practice here down the stretch as a couple of big winnable games over the next couple of weeks. Easton going for that far corner of the end zone. His pass was too far in front of his intended receiver, Logan Russo. Second down coming up here for Sydney. With 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter, Lansing 39 and Sydney 14. And timeout, injury timeout going to be taken here by Sydney. So we're going to step away, and we'll be back again. Lansing 39 and Sydney 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home close to home.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Appears that Corbin Cash is okay. He's helped over to the sideline. Seems to be all right. Definitely animated over here on the sideline, which makes me think that he's feeling okay. Maybe some cramping or just frustration from this game here tonight. as Sydney trails Lansing 39-14 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Easton wants to throw. It's incomplete to the near side. That's going to bring up third down and about 10 to go here for Sydney. So a tough break here for the Sabres tonight. Not the way you want to open your season at home, but again, 2-0 to start the year. Sydney with a one-point win over Sherburne Earlville. That game was up at Colgate University, 22-21, and then an impressive 38-0 victory over Harpersville Afton a week ago on the road at Harpersville. And so they're at home here tonight, and then on the road at Oneonta a week from now. Hand off to the near side, a run. Going to be pretty close to a first down here for Grady Loeffler. Knocked out of bounds at about the 20-yard line, and yeah, move the chains here for Sydney with 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter, and Lansing leading 39-14. But you got to give a lot of credit to Sydney here, not going quietly, doing everything they can to just fight and scratch and claw. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. It's all brought to you by SFCU. We also record these games. We put them up there so you can go back and listen if you want. As here's a handoff for Sydney, slicing through the tackles on first and 10. Good for about 7 yards there. Well done by Lucas Mott. First time we've seen him handle the ball tonight. So this is going to be about a second and 2, maybe second and 1. He got more than I expected on that play for Lucas Mott. So Sydney driving, they're into the Lansing red zone here with 5.5 to go, trailing 39-14. Here's the snap. Easton flushed out of the pocket on a second and 1. Rolling and throws for Hartwell, but it was down near his knees and he wasn't able to go down and get it. So a 3rd and 1 coming up for Sydney. This rush by Lansing is causing a lot of problems in that Sydney backfield there, Sky. There's just not a lot of room to operate.
And it makes you have to speed everything up just a little bit more than you want to. You know, the guys are, you know, getting to their routes, getting to where they need to be, of where in practice we're normally throwing to them at that part of their route. But when the line gets through that quickly, it speeds everything up, and then the quarterback has to escape, so he's not throwing from the same angle. You know, same option's not there. So it changes everything when the line gets through that quick.
Waiting for the snap. Easton, QB keeper. Oh, the line was not fooled this time. Even on a 3rd and short, he has nowhere to go, and it's a Lansing sandwich there. And they bring Easton down pretty easily. And again, I don't know how he gets up half the time. I mean, he is not a big guy to take these type of hits. And I don't want to wish any ill will on him, but he just seems to be fine all the time. I've actually asked him about it. I said, dude, how do you do it? So we've been calling you Stretch Armstrong on the radio, and he says, I don't know. I go out and play, and I don't think about it. So maybe that's the key. 4:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Lansing 39, Sydney 14. They got a man in motion. That's Loeffler going from left to right. Easton rolls out of the pocket. He's at the 20, throws, and it is incomplete. And on a 4th down and short, they are unable to convert here, and Lansing, the defense holds. Looked like Sydney was maybe going to punch some more points onto the board, but the Bobcats defense is not so fast. Well done. But a great showing here by the fans tonight. The cheerleaders are out. Love the energy from the pep band. They were playing the drums earlier. And certainly a great night to come out and watch some high school football. We've been blessed with great weather over these last 2 weeks or so. Full moon here tonight. Gotta love it.
And now we don't next week wherever we go because you just said something.
Usually September we're in pretty good shape. October you never know, and then usually by the end we are freezing our butts off somewhere.
Usually, yep.
But we've been lucky the last few years to go somewhere like Johnson City.
I was gonna say, we usually luck out with something like that.
You know, deep in the playoffs and somewhere where we can at least have some heat inside and be comfortable to try to bring you the action of these games. So here is the Bobcats. They got the ball back going left to right, a 1st and 10. A run up the middle, good for about 2, maybe 3 yards. With 4:15 to go here in this fourth quarter, you just got to think that Lansing's going to want to put the stamp on this, get on the bus, and get out of here to improve to 2-1.
Long trip back, too.
Long trip back. You know, Section 4 geographically just so big in some of these divisions and cross-division games. I mean, you can be traveling a couple of hours in order to go play your game. Norwich always seems to, and Oneonta as well, across all sports. They just, I mean, you constantly see the Oneonta to Owego, the Oneonta to Horseheads, the, you know,
I remember
some brutal
it. I mean,
trips.
Playing at Oneonta, I mean, we don't have, the closest game is Norwich, or at least when I was there.
Yeah, which is still 45 minutes away, right? I mean, there's no...
Up over a mountain to Morris. And,
yeah, really no direct way to get there. Is handoff here on second down. As again, Lansing just trying to eat the rest of this clock. Again, they want to get out of here with 3:25 left, clock moving. Lansing leading 39-14.
And everything else was hop on the highway and go.
Yeah, for you guys, jump on 88 and, you know, head down to the Triple Cities and play your games. Norwich, get on Route 12, head down. But I have always said that's some of the toughest travel that I've ever seen for a league. Oneonta and Norwich having to go to the stack. And all, you know, all the stack schools say, well, we got to go to them, too. I was like, well, every away game, you guys had to go somewhere.
Yeah, and then when, you know, Shenango Valley plays Shenango Forks, and it's 3 minutes across the bridge.
Right. And here is another run to the outside on a third down. It's going to be a first down and more. Mayo trots out of bounds, says, all right, I've taken enough hits tonight. So he's at the 40 before stepping out. With 2.5 to go here in this fourth quarter, it's Lansing 39 and Sydney 14. Post-game show coming up. Just a little disclaimer, we probably will give all three awards to Sydney. When we have a team that's from so far out of the coverage area, we usually will give the three awards to our local team, so keep that in mind. Certainly many deserving players on the Lansing side. And so this will be the Bobcats going left to right. Again, the white tops, the royal blue pants, the white helmets, the gold trim. Sydney's in the maroon tonight with the maroon pants as well, the white trim, the gray helmets with that Sydney S on the side. Done a lot of work up here at the field to put some Sabres logos in. It's looking sharp up over on the scoreboard. If you haven't been over here to check that out yet, they did a lot of work up here this summer and all around the school to make sure everything was good with the Sydney Sabre logo.
And now they're at the point where they're just watching that play clock. They'll snap it when it gets as low as possible.
Yeah, they're just literally waiting for the play clock to get down to 3 or 2 before snapping. Hand off to the outside here for the Bobcats. Good for about a yard or two. But again, they just want to eat up some clock here. And you want to get out of here injury-free with a 1:45 left at this point. I'm almost surprised that Mayo has still been in a QB.
I've actually been thinking the same thing. But then you got me thinking about the Sabres, and I still can't, you know, help but think the Sparrows would have been, you know, not a bad option.
Well, it's, you know, you might have a chance with all these schools merging, and we're seeing a lot
of... The football team we just talked about, Unitigo, Franklin.
Yeah, they could. There you go. They could be the Sparrows, right? So
still got a chance.
You know, there's, with all these new mergers, it's going to be interesting to see. There's a lot that still haven't picked, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Another run up the middle here for Lansing on a second down and about 9 to go, and just short of the first down here, stopped on the Sydney S logo at midfield. So a third down here now for Lansing. We're under a minute to go, 50 seconds left. Appreciate everybody listening in tonight, whether you're driving around, enjoying your Friday night, maybe hanging out at home. We're glad to bring you this action. Glad you could spend a little time with us here. The start of an exciting season for football. And, of course, you know, last year we did just about 40 basketball games on the radio, so that's right around the corner as well. Hard to believe.
I was going to say, crazy to think that, isn't it?
And so we're going to take a knee here for Lansing, the victory formation, as they are just letting that clock tick down to 15 seconds here. So 39-14 is going to be our final. Just writing that down so we can put it out into the Twitter world out there. And that'll do it. Sydney falls to 2-1. Lansing improves to 2-1. Final score, Lansing 39, Sydney 14. We'll be back with our post-game show and three awards coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody, one last time to Sydney's Alumni Field as the Sydney Sabres fall 39-14 here tonight. It was the Jackson Mayo and the Corbin Lovejoy show here for the Lansing Bobcats. Jackson Mayo, I mean, ran all over, threw all over, and was just a real, I hate to call him a game manager, but boy, he really did a great job just keeping everybody calm, cool, and collected on that Lansing side. They did a great job.
Absolutely, and like you said, he was a game manager, but when they needed something, too, they knew they could go to him and him make the big play when they needed it.
Yeah, Jackson Mayo, 3 touchdowns, and Corbin Lovejoy with 2 to lead Lansing to this 39-14 victory here tonight. Want to get into our 3 awards, and again, as we said late there in that fourth quarter, but just in case you missed it, you know, we're located here in Sydney. We're going to give out our 3 awards to the team that we cover all the time. Nothing against Lansing. They obviously deserve some awards, but that's just how we do it when we play a team from out of the area. So first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to go with Dylan Easton tonight. The quarterback for Sydney did a little bit of everything. He had to run. He had to pass, found his receivers when needed. He had that nice 15-yard TD in the third quarter, which really kept Sydney in this game for a little bit. So we'll give Dylan our offense award here tonight.
I'm always impressed by the way he can move and escape and even throw, too. But his move is just very impressive.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to go with Jesse Newell here tonight. Got into the backfield quite a bit, stuffed the run, got after the quarterback, and I was just impressed with him overall on defense. Big number 54 here for the Sydney Sabres.
Nice sack tonight, too, and yeah, as you said, got some pressure back there.
Lastly, tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. This guy worked his butt off tonight, Corbin Cash. Even when they brought him out of the game, he looked like he was chomping to go back in, so we'll give Corbin our All-Purpose Award tonight. A lot of heart out of him tonight, I would say.
Yeah, did not want to be out of that game.
No,
for sure.
He sure didn't. So that'll wrap up our 3 awards, and it'll wrap up tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo down in the WCDO studios on Main Street here in Sydney, and to Craig Stevens. He does a lot of work throughout the day to make sure that we're all set to go. And a big thank you to you, Sky, for taking some time to come join us here tonight. We'll see what next week brings.
Sounds good. Thanks, as always, for having me.
So final score here tonight, Lansing defeats Sydney football 39-14. Stay tuned this week to WCDO. We'll let you know where we're going to be next week and over the coming weeks as well for our always fun high school football coverage. So again, 39-14 is the final. Sydney football falling to Lansing tonight. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.